The title of our next presentation is Fly Traps and Toxicant Treated Cord for Control of Houseflies, and our presenter is Joseph DeClaro.
Good morning. The housefly is a very important filth breeding fly. The significance of it is not just because of its annoyance, but it can actually serve as a mechanical vector for 100 known pathogens that can cause disease. Often, to deal with housefly populations, the deployment of house or fly traps are often used with two basic components. They use a visual component to bring in the flies from a distance. Once the fly is in close proximity, it uses a chemical component to bring the fly into the trap. Pickens, who worked with fly traps for over 30 years, said that for a fly trap to be truly efficient, it needs to be white, have edges, and have entry points where the flies will enter and won't be able to see their way out. In a lab environment, Welch in 2006 was able to show that the bottom entry trap with a standard attractant was most effective in the lab condition. But fly traps are not the only mechanism of control. In the 1940s, they used insecticide-treated cords, which by today's standards are not acceptable because they use a high concentration of active ingredient, some of which use 25% of the active ingredient. Also, a lot of the insecticides that were used back then are no longer registered. Hertz in 2007 took this old concept of the fly-treated cords and compared natural and synthetic fibers and used modern chemistry and shown that the wool cord was an effective pesticide delivery system. So the objectives of this experiment were three, and it was determined if the fly trap will significantly decrease the fly population. It was also to determine if the attractant of the commercial trap was necessary. And when we mention about the attractant, we're actually talking about the attractant that comes with the fly trap itself. And then we wanted to determine if the addition of a wool cord around the trap would make the fly trap more effective. When we talk about the insecticide that we're using, we used a 2.5 imidacloprid insecticide solution. This was from the MaxForce Spot Bait. The wool cord was cut in 46 centimeters because that was simply the circumference of the trap. The wool cord was dipped inside the solution for 1 minute. There were six treatments in all. There was the way the manufacturer prescribed the trap, where it had the trap and the attractant mixed in 500 milliliters of water. And then we had a treatment that had the trap, the attractant, and an untreated cord. Then we had a trap and just the cord with no attractant. Then we had the trap, the attractant, with a treated cord, and then the trap with a treated cord, no attractant. And then we had what we referred to as the halo, which was the cord without the trap, but we call it the halo because of the shape and the way it hung in the trap, because it hung horizontally. The field cages there were six field cages, and each treatment was placed on the front end of the cage. On the other end of the cage, there was a supply of water and sugar water, and approximately 300 flies were released into each cage from the UF colony. We also used spent fly media in the center of the cage here that was composed of bran and calf manna. This was to serve as competition for the treatment. The mortality counts were taken at regular time intervals. Mortality was counted if the fly was dead inside the trap or if it was dead on the cage floor. After each mortality count, there was one full circle walked around the cage as you tap the sides to agitate the flies. This was to record an annoyance index. The annoyance index was a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being that there were no flies, and 5 being that there were a lot of flies around the face and arms, basically really annoying. The experiment was run in a Latin square design with 6 replicants, and then the data was analyzed with statistical analysis software, performing a 2-way ANOVA, and the means were separated using student Newman Cools. So if we look at this chart, the mortality is actually here on the y-axis, and then the 1, 24, and 48 represent the hours of mortality that the mortality was taken. And if you would notice that in the first two treatments where the attractant was present, about 90 flies were caught or killed in the first four, or in the 48 hours. And without the attractant, less than half of that amount was caught or killed after 48 hours. So for a trap to be considered truly effective, 24 to 58% of the population needs to be captured or killed. With the traps with after 24 hours with the attractant, only 14% of the population were reduced, and 3% after 24 hours without the attractant. So this brings up an argument that is I've heard throughout the start of my research, is a fly trap a monitoring device, or is it actually a control device? If we look at the annoyance index, and keep in mind that 5 is the highest number on the annoyance index, after 48 hours, none of the treatments without the treated cord dropped below 4. If we take a look at the treatments mortality count that had the treated cord, you'll notice that after 24 hours, over half of the population in all three treatments were either killed or captured. And after 48 hours, that almost the entire population was eradicated. So this is in keeping with other research that shows that because of the residual effects of imidacloprid, that it is very powerful in reducing fly populations quickly. And in each of the cages, you'll notice that greater than 60% of the population were killed after 24 hours. And this is confirmed along with our annoyance index. If you recall, 5 being the highest and 1 being the lowest on the annoyance index, all three of these treatments, including the halo, brought the population down to close to nothing. So if we were to take all six of these traps and or all six of these treatments and compare them side by side, you'll notice that the three with the treated cord after 48 hours showed no significant difference. The two with the attractant and no treated cord showed no significant difference from one another. And then the one trap with no attractant and no treated cord was significantly different than the other five. So this experiment showed that the commercial trap itself, as the manufacturer prescribes it, just with the 500 milliliters of water and the 5 milliliters of attractant that comes with it, did not sufficiently reduce the fly population. The attractant in the trap itself was necessary, even though only 14% of the population was removed after 24 hours. Without the attractant, it was even less than that. The treated cord did affect the effectiveness of the trap and did make it more attractive. However, the treatment with just the cord and without the trap was just as effective as having the trap in place. So this brings the direction of my current research is what makes a better trap. There has been a lot of speculation and uncertainty on what actually makes a trap better and what would, you know, visually attract more flies in. Down here at the bottom, you'll actually see a spectrometry reading of the cone that was used in the trap, which peaks at about 550. With future research of what will be more visually attractive, of what wavelengths, performing retinograms and possibly looking at not only the compound eyes but the ocelli and seeing how all this vision comes together to make it more attractive for the fly. And I know I finished relatively early, so I have time for lots of questions. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes. It had Z9 that was the main attractant component, which from the literature supposedly improved the fly capture. Yes?
So are you expecting the same result if you set up experiment off of the cage with open area?
You're asking if I would expect better results in an open area or the same results? From initial testing, I have done some field testing, and I've shown that the field cage test have been similar to what I've done in the field itself.
So what is the effective mechanism for limit attracting fly?
I'm sorry, can you repeat
that? What's the magnet behind, what's the pitch called to attract so many mice?
You're asking what the mechanism on the cord was?
Yeah.
Well, on the MaxFor spot bait actually has two attractants in it. It has a sugar and it has a milk-based attractant, which also helps in luring the flies in.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.